You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. It's about 22, almost 23 minutes after the top of the hour. And my next guest is Maria Levischuk, Executive Director of the Glory Hall Emergency Shelter Soup Kitchen and Care Center, here to tell us about how you can help those in need this holiday season. Welcome, Maria.
Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. Maria, most Juno folks know something about the Glory Hall, but I was looking over the list of services on the Facebook event page for the fundraiser tonight, and there was a lot that I didn't know you did, such as in addition to meal and shelter services, the Glory Hall provides transportation assistance, a warm day use area. There's a clothing exchange and a lot of referrals to social service programs. There's garden and work and wellness, laundry, showers. It's a really impressive list. So that must be a lot of work keeping on top of all that stuff.
It's a lot of work, but also we have just a lot of folks who help for a lot of agencies in Juno who do really great work. And so what we try to do is get somebody to not be in the cycle of homelessness forever. And we really utilize all of the resources available to the community to connect people to something that would help them to not be homeless anymore.
And this year, 2018, have you noticed any trends just from your perspective in the Juno community as far as increased or decreased need for shelter, for food, for other supplies and services?
Well, I think one great thing is this is the first year of the Juno Housing First Collaborative working.
Yeah.
And we definitely have noticed that our shelter is doing much better. We have not been over capacity for a long time. Every winter, we used to be about 13 people over capacity. We have 40 beds, and this winter, we are not. And so, you know, this is just a result of really great work that we've been doing with all of our partner agencies. So it's kind of like one change. It's also not as cold as it usually is.
And from your perspective, would you say, in general, the needs of the community are being fully met, or could there be more done to help?
I think there could be definitely more done to help. I think we as a community have been really good in terms of strengthening our continuum of care, like building more permanent supportive housing, like ensuring that all of the agencies are collaborating with one another. But I think that it's just it's a little bit harder for people to get out of homelessness than it used to be. Like, there's not really as much assisted living as there could be. It's very hard for seniors. We have a lot of people like who really should be living in, you know, some kind of assisted living or senior housing, and it's difficult to place. People have very long lists. So I think we're still, you know, quite a ways to go. But I think, you know, we are making progress.
And how has the month of December been going for you and for everyone at the Glory Hall so far?
Well, December is our most busy fundraising month. So we just got over our Thanksgiving turkey rush. Everybody got a turkey box, which was great. Done with that. And now we are raising about 50% of our community contributions. So we have to raise about another $105,000, already raised $60,000 in November. So that's very exciting, and we just really hope that the community steps up and helps us once again so that we can operate next year. Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Regional Tribes of Alaska is throwing us a wonderful fundraiser to help us raise money. So we're really excited about that and grateful. It's going to be at the Elizabeth Peradovich Hall on December 20th. So I hope folks come. There will be fry bread and some really amazing stew made out of local ingredients and silent auction and then dance group. And it should be dance groups, actually. And it should be really wonderful.
Solstice Eve, December 20th. And what time does that start?
It starts at 5:30.
So right after work.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a nice event. And you're having a fundraiser this evening as well?
Oh, sorry. No, that's the one.
Oh, that's
it's,
the one.
Yeah,
okay. My mistake. So that's coming up December 20th. And is that the first time you've partnered with them for a fundraiser?
No, this is
event?
The third annual.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. It was really wonderful. we were really looking to have a second fundraiser. We have empty bowls, and then we don't really have any others, and really wanted to have one this time of year. But it just really takes so much effort to put on the fundraiser, and we only have 9 staff members at the Glory Hole who have to do 50,000 meals a year or more and provide 11,000 emergency shelter beds. So we're not like the greatest fundraiser planners / throwers. And one day we just got approached by Central Council, and then they offered to do one for us.
That's
because
so
we
generous.
Really wanted to help. And then so it's just, yeah, it's been really great. Yeah, and this is the third one.
That's really great to hear. I know it must be a lot of hard work to keep the Glory Hall running and all the things that you do and are responsible for. So nice to get some assistance from the community. And speaking of community assistance, I know that every donation matters, you know, no matter what the amount is. But a donation of $250 is kind of a magic number. What would that cover?
I think provide every day somewhere between 75 and 100 meals. And so a donation of 200, and our meals are very inexpensive because we get a lot of food donated to us by Costco, by Breezen, by Super Bear, by just people bringing them. And so, you know, our meals are on average like $4 a meal. And so $250 can really buy a lot of meals. It also would keep our day room warm, our shelter warm. You know, so it really is a very significant donation for us.
I have a note here that says it covers about a month's supply of operation and shelter, basically. So that's a good number if you're wondering how much to donate.
That's a great number.
Yeah. And a donation of a bit more than that, $3,000, provides 300 safe bed nights for those in need. So that's almost a year's worth of nights. So that would really go a long way, too. Maybe take up a collection in your office or something.
We do. No, we have a donation box right outside of our facility, attached to the wall. So we have one of those. We have one inside the facility, and also people can definitely donate online by going to www.feedjuno.org.
Yes, you can donate online, and you can even donate by mail. You can send a check to the Glory Hall. That's located downtown Juneau on Franklin Street. Okay, so the fundraiser is coming up December 20th at Elizabeth Paratrovich Hall. Starts at 5:30 p.m. Maria, anything else you'd like to talk about while you're here?
No, just you know, this is like a pretty dark time of year, but it also like is just really great to see the overwhelming amount of community support, and yeah, just really grateful to everybody for helping folks who are in need this time of year.
And how far away, again, are you from the goal?
About $105,000.
Okay, great. Yeah. So anything you can give would be a huge help to the Glory Hall. And, yeah, thanks again, Maria, for doing what you do.
Thanks so much for having us on.
Yeah. See you next time.